Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Thank you for listening today. I am going to talk to you about discovering your true identity. And if you want more information about this, if you would like one-on-one coaching, you can reach me at amymontgomery.com. But today I'm going to kind of go over at a high level the process of reclaiming your true identity. We have the power of choice in the decisions we make day to day about two things: what things mean and what we're going to do. It shapes our destiny. So no matter how happy or successful you are, there is going to be a challenge waiting at some point in your life. And most people are not taught how to deal with these things and how to either correct your decisions about things that happen to you or make the correct decisions. And it's amazing that you can actually make an assumption at the age of 5 about what your life is about, what life means, and that define your entire life. And so it's so important to make sure that we really look at what our life is producing and what is fueling us in order to discover if we have made any of these types of decisions. If you've ever felt constrained by your identity, unable to do things you are capable of doing, it's most likely there was a time in your life in which you made a key decision that has shaped the way you look at life, the way you interact with people, and the results you're getting today. So I'm hoping that today I can help expand your choices and your freedom. And I'm not going to take you through this entire coaching process. However, I want to actually give you a couple of examples of how the consequences of making a decision at a young age can truly affect your entire life. First of all, before I begin to share one of the stories I want to share today, is that I want to make it clear that in today's podcast, I am not referring to whether or not you are heterosexual or homosexual, but what I'm going to really dive into today is just masculine and feminine energy. So you could be really any gender, but be dominant in what energy you bring. For example, you could be a homosexual female, but bring very feminine energy to the table. Or you can be somebody that is very masculine, but bring very feminine energy. And what's important to understand is both of these energies in our lives is important to be part of our lives. And if we suppress part of it, then we're limiting our expression in life and we're limiting ourselves in some way. So I just want to give that clarification so there's no confusion. So I recently saw a woman kind of go through this process of really discovering her true identity. This woman was abused at a young age. Her sister was also abused, but she reacted by becoming hard and tough and masculine in order to not care about the abuse. Her sister, on the other hand, became very vulnerable, feminine, and began to cry. And her father stopped abusing her. So at that point, this woman made a decision that, one, she wanted a connection with her father. And two, that she, in order to survive this, she had to be a tough man, and she didn't want to be vulnerable. She saw it as weakness, and she didn't want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Now, at the time, that was a very logical decision to make. And she also began to blame her sister for really taking her significance, because she felt like, well, he doesn't hit her. And her sister went on to do all these different things. And she really spent her whole life just seen her sister very in a negative light because she had made this wrong assumption that somehow her sister had taken away her significance and her love from her father. And it wasn't fair that, you know, her father didn't beat her. We meet this woman in her 60s. And what's really interesting is that she has a great need for significance, but it is fueled by fear because of everything that she had gone through as a child. And when your one of your human needs, which I explained in my previous podcast, is being met through fear instead of love, then you begin to see everyone else's actions in a negative light, like they're taking something from you, rather than coming from a place of love and you finding significance through loving other people. And that is another indicator that at some point you've made an incorrect decision. If you're trying to reach your needs in your life through fear. I actually recently saw something similar on The Bachelorette. And I normally don't watch this program. In fact, I haven't watched it for a couple of years. But I was looking for some sort of program that was going to go on for a long time that I could watch while I'm in the gym, because I spent a couple of hours in there a day. And so I watched the second program. Now, I haven't seen any of the other ones, but I just watched the second program in the series. And there's a gentleman on there that is very much a poster child of this situation. And his name is Chad. And I don't know if you've watched this program. However, he in this very much demonstrated that he had a great need for significance. Possibly had a need for love because he was on The Bachelor, but, you know, we don't know that. And it was definitely fueled by fear because every guy that he was around was a threat to him. He was an enemy to everybody, and he would constantly look for ways to be significant. And he had a very hard exterior of basically, well, I don't care. And, you know, this kind of fear, like fear of rejection, I think it was, because he was saying to her, well, I don't know if I like you, and I don't know, and not putting himself, making himself vulnerable. So at some point, it seems like he had made a very similar decision as this woman, older woman that I'm talking to you about. And so when we make a decision that causes us to fuel the needs in our life and is fueled by fear, then we begin to see the negative fruit in our lives. We tend to not get along with people as much. We tend to see people as taking things from us instead of being of a place of, I do everything I do because I love, and it comes from love. And then you're able to actually give to people freely and not feel like they're somehow taking something from you. Really, to go through this process and to really claim who you are and find your true identity, it's important to go back to that key moment where you made the decision and really discover the decision that you made, the consequences of that decision, and begin to realize the negative things that happened because of that decision. For this particular woman, the negative consequences in her life was that she gave up being vulnerable. And because she gave up being vulnerable and showing vulnerability, she gave up a lot of the benefits of being a woman and being feminine. On top of that, her marriages suffered because she was not being the woman that she needed to be in that marriage. And she was taking more on more of a masculine role. And then she would get these passive husbands, or, you know, or her one husband, apparently when they would begin to fight, they would go head to head until at some point she would get emotional and not really be able to handle it. And just kind of shut down and he'd get confused and she didn't know what was going on. But really what was happening was the vulnerable side of her was trying to get out, was trying to express herself. And she was resisting it. And so the other thing that really this decision she had made when she was young affected her life was that her son was taking on more of a feminine role. Now, what's important to understand is that as human beings, we want both that masculine energy and the female energy. And if you're a female, you're going to bring more female energy than masculine. But if you don't have any masculine energy, you're not going to be able to relate to men. If you're a man and you only have masculine energy and no feminine energy, you're going to have a really hard time connecting with women. And so it's not a bad thing that her kids had these aspects built up in them because they could relate with the opposite sex, but then they just needed to build up the other side. So her son really needed to build up his masculine side. And because this woman was able to change her behaviors, change who she was, and begin to show her vulnerability and who she was as a woman, her true self, it then allowed her son to see what a true woman was and then make a better decision of choosing a wife for himself. Because what was happening was he'd choose a relationship and then the relationship would break down because he would be attracted to the feminine side of a woman, but then he wanted to be feminine, and there was then this challenge and this kind of head-to-head thing of who's going to be more feminine, and because he wasn't really showing his manly side. And then her daughter was taking on the masculine role as well. So she was able to completely transform her entire family just by becoming vulnerable herself and showing them what a true woman was. It really was not that difficult. But she had to go through this process of really realizing the negative consequences and then recognizing the things that she did right. So she did invest in these kids some positive traits and built a certain aspect of energy in them that is positive. It just needed to be balanced out. And they were very successful kids. So it's not like they were completely ruined or anything like that. So she was given credit for the positive things that she did. And so if you find yourself, you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is me, just realize and recognize that it's not entirely bad. There are things that you probably invested that are good and they just need to be balanced out. And if you're a parent and you find yourself in this situation, you can easily change things just by getting in touch with your true identity. For this woman, she had to really figure out a way that she was going to reclaim her full identity. So she began to simply get in touch with her feminine side. And she went back to her childhood a little bit and began to remember what it was as a little girl before she made this decision to be more masculine, what it was like for her to be feminine. She made a commitment to reach out to her family and to kind of resolve these things and bring it to their attention and show them and say, hey, I have not shown you my true self. It really ended up bringing a lot of healing to her family. She took specific action in her life. And a big part of that was just letting go of trying to be tough, letting go of trying to be this masculine energy, because it took everything from her. She went out and she had her son take her shopping, and she really just got in touch with that feminine side, her vulnerability, crying with her family members and that sort of thing. And walking through this process, I think that what's amazing about it is that if you listen to her story and you really listen to what I was talking about today, it is such a common situation in our society. And it is something that can be so easily fixed. if you are someone who is a woman and you are trying to be and live in only masculine energy, and you are subduing the vulnerable side of you and the feminine side of you, you're going to suffer. And if you are a man that is operating more on the feminine side and you are suppressing your masculine side, then you're going to suffer. It's so important that we have both in our life, and that the energy that we bring that's dominant be the one that we actually are. So I hope that some of the scenarios that I've given you today have helped you to really begin to think about your own life, and if you've made any decisions in the past that need to be rectified and changed, and if you are producing any type of fruit, I guess you could say, in your life that is not what you want it to be, or producing just the wrong kind of relationships. Oftentimes that can be because of a decision that we made at a young age. And it doesn't have to be at 5 years old. It could be as a teenager or as an adult, you made a decision as a response to some sort of traumatic event in order to survive. And then you never took a step back to really understand how that decision is transforming your life and your destiny. And so I hope that this brings clarity. And for those of you that are listening to this and you feel a little bit confused, I want to encourage you, because confusion, a state of confusion, is always comes right before a breakthrough, because we're given new information to begin to process, and that allows us to kind of begin to challenge the way that we think. And then what comes is a breakthrough. So if you feel a little bit confused right now, I encourage you to re-listen to the podcast and really think about this. And I really believe that you're going to receive a breakthrough in your life. And again, if this is something that you would say, Amy, wow, I really need help in walking through this process. It was great listening to your podcast, but I don't feel like things have come to a resolution inside of me. Again, you can reach out to me at my website at amymontgomery.com, and I do offer one-on-one coaching, and I would love to meet with you and go through this process with you. And for the rest of you, I hope that maybe this has given you some understanding of some of those that are around you and that you interact with from a day-to-day basis, because it's so easy in our life to make decisions and it affect everything and affect our destiny. But what's amazing about it is it just takes a moment to choose a new decision to transform your life. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and thanks again for listening to my podcast. See you guys next week.